It is game week, Broncos country. We're going to highlight the connection that Russell Wilson and Jerry Jeudy have that's elevating the Denver Broncos offense. We take a look at the injury report. Plus, we take a look ahead at what you should expect on game week as the Broncos prepare for the Dallas Cowboys week one of the NFL preseason. You get that and much more on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome into a Monday episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you so much to everybody in Broncos country once again for making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day, whether you listen on your favorite audio podcasting platform or whether you watch us here on YouTube. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for tuning in. And make sure you hit that subscribe or that follow button so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, coverage, and more every single day all year long. From the South Stands to the end zone, I'm your host as always, Cody Rourke, senior Broncos analyst and reporter from Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bender, site expert, predominantlyorange.com. Sarah, it's game week. We have Broncos football on the airwaves here this week for everybody in Broncos country. But before we get into that, we still have four more days of training camp practices, including one practice with the Dallas Cowboys. That'll be a fun one. And a lot of excitement from over the weekend about this Broncos offense, particularly between Russell Wilson and Jerry Jeudy. Let's ride.
Let's ride. Jerry Jeudy did a pretty good impression of the ride, didn't he? You know, I mean, we rarely see Jeudy. He likes to dance out there, but I feel like we've rarely heard him kind of come out of his shell a little bit. He's usually pretty even keeled, pretty cool, pretty laid back. But when he pulled out the let's ride, I was kind of impressed. I mean, we might see more impressions from Jerry Jeudy here in the future, but certainly not before we see him dancing in the end zone from a touchdown. I know we didn't get to see that all last season, but certainly with everything, the highlights that I've seen coming out of training camp, Cody, and I'm sure you having been there, seeing it up close and in person. I mean, we're going to see some Jerry Jeudy touchdowns in 2022. There's no doubt about it. The chemistry is getting built between he and Russ.
And a lot of Broncos fans have been asking me, like, who's the wide receiver one? I was like, I don't believe in wide receiver one this year because of how many wide receivers this team is rotating with the first team offense. I mean, it's not just Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy. It's a whole multitude of guys. But when we talk about top targets, favorite targets so far for Russell Wilson, it's been Courtland Sutton. It's been Jerry Jeudy. Like, those have been the two mainstays. And then you've had sprinkled in additions of Eric Saubert, Albert Okwuegbunam, but I'm a little bit of Greg Dulcich. But primarily, if I had to give a guy who had more consideration as the number three guy who's gotten a majority of the targets behind Sutton and Jeudy, I'm going to go with Montrell Washington, who's been very impressive, Sarah. And there's so much we're going to highlight about Montrell heading into this week's matchup against the Dallas Cowboys. But let's talk about Saturday's practice, a fully padded practice with 4,700 plus fans on the berm at the UCL training center. It was a scorching day. Brandon Marshall of I Am Athlete was there. I got a chance to chat with him for a brief moment. Former Broncos great there. It was a good, fun time there. And he had a lot of great things to say about Russell Wilson's clutch gene, Jerry Jeudy. But then you saw that on display in practice on Saturday. It didn't matter who was covering Jerry Jeudy. He is getting open, and Russell Wilson is going to him, including a big-time touchdown catch and run deep downfield, beating Asang Bassey in coverage. Jeudy is looking really good. And not to mention, sir, we talk so much about his route-running ability and being able to get open. But you know what I've noticed as well? The Broncos scheme is getting him open because it's forcing safeties to make tough decisions in tight windows. And then Jerry Judy's breaking off at the top of it. It's been fun to watch, but obviously you can tell Russell Wilson, Jerry Jeudy, they have a really good connection going on between the two of them. And I expect that to be very big this season.
It will be. And really every highlight that I can recall seeing from Jerry Jeudy thus far, he seems to be running wide open, which I mean, I think a lot of people would watch that and be like, man, the defense really needs to step up their game. But I think Jeudy just leaves guys in the dust a lot of times. That's just the kind of route runner he is. I'm excited to see when the Dallas Cowboys come to Denver, even in the training camp practices, yeah, in the preseason game, sure, but just Jerry Jeudy going up, we'll see if they do like one-on-ones. I know we haven't seen a ton of that or heard of a ton of that at Broncos camp this year. I wonder if they'll do it with the Dallas Cowboys a little bit. I'm interested to see how Jerry Jeudy does if they do that, because really these Broncos defensive backs, they know Jerry Jeudy, they know his tendencies a little bit. Getting him out there, and I think we've seen this in games already, right? We're not going to be surprised by Jerry Jeudy creating separation, but just to kind of have that conversation confirmation like Judy's really in it this year. He's really back and he's really ready for a breakout season. I'm excited to see him do it against some new opponents, but it's so fun to watch. It's so cool to see just, I mean, even at the expense of Isang Bassey, you know, who's been a great, you know, a great addition to the Broncos, that play that the Broncos highlighted at day 10 of training camp where Judy's just run. I mean, there's nobody around him. It looks like it was a, you know, one of those plays at the beginning of practice where they just kind of, hey, the receiver goes out and Russell will throw it. That's what it looks like. But Judy just does that. He gets that kind of separation. He has that kind of speed and explosiveness, which I remember earlier on in camp, Justin Simmons, he talked to you about that, just really that Jerry Jeudy can kind of do everything out there. And he's that guy that the defense keys on is like, where's Jerry Jeudy at? You know, he can run great routes. He can separate early on in the route. He can separate at the top of his route. He can do so many things well. And man, he's shaping up for a huge season, especially with Tim Patrick being injured now.
And that's going to be huge for the Broncos. Everyone's been trying to figure out how do you replace the production? And we've talked about it ad nauseum on the show. You can't replace Tim Patrick's production, but I tell you what, if you can really get Jerry Jeudy involved, some special things can happen for this Broncos offense. But here's something too. And I really want to get this point across the Broncos country, because I do get a lot of questions as to, well, who's going to be wide receiver three? Who's going to be in the slot? Who's going to be in the outside? All of these guys are going to be inside and outside. Like the Broncos, like Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, they're not just playing outside or inside. They are playing everywhere. So Jerry Jeudy sometimes will be on the outside. He'll play in the slot sometimes. He'll play midline a little bit as that number two guy. It doesn't matter. Like Nathaniel Hackett wants these guys to not be solely designated as just an outside receiver and a slot receiver. There's going to be times you're going to see Montrell Washington or KJ Hamler on the outside, not just in the slot. So prepare yourself for the reality, Broncos country, that each of these wide receivers has a versatile skill set that this offense will demand of them this upcoming season. But Broncos country, one thing we know that's important towards getting to the regular season is staying healthy. We're going to take a look at the Broncos injury report and give you some status updates on several key players, including a new face popping up on the injury report ahead of this week's preseason action against the Dallas Cowboys. We'll tell you about that coming up here in just a moment. But the sponsor of today's episode of the show is our good friends over there at Dave. If you're living paycheck to paycheck or struggling to make ends meet, it can be really stressful when unexpected expenses come up. Now, Dave can help you get out of a pinch when you really need it. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, to buy a wedding gift, or to catch up on bills. And you can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. There's no interest and no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief that they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve member FDIC. Future you will thank you. Entering the 2022 NFL season, throughout training camp, the Denver Broncos have benefited from not having as many guys injured as we've seen in years past. Now, unfortunately, there is the loss of Tim Patrick to a major ACL injury. There is the loss of Demaryius Crockett. But for the most part, the Broncos have avoided a lot of those soft tissue injuries. Thank you so much once again for tuning into the Lockdown Broncos podcast, making us your first listen of the day every single day on your favorite podcast provider. Or whether you're watching us on YouTube, do us a favor, hit that little notification button down below, the little bell symbol, like, comment for the program, and also follow us on our favorite podcast and provider so you never miss out on any day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage. Sarah, my friend, I would say this. The Broncos coming into the season, or at least initially in the preseason, I feel like haven't been impacted by as many injuries as we've grown to know from this team in the past, I think is a positive sign. Now, a lot of the injuries that we've seen so far, the two major ones, were major cruciate ligament injuries. We've also seen the Broncos avoid some of the soft tissue injuries that have impacted them a little bit early on in training camp and preseason, which is a good sign. But there are some bone and some structural injuries, some guys that have been banged up and nicked up that we need to talk about here a little bit. And let's talk about one guy who would be very important to what the Broncos want to do on the defense this season, and that is Caden Stearns, who's been battling a hip injury. Now, last week he missed Thursday and Friday's practice at the UCL Training Center. Nathaniel Hackett said that it was just he got an injection in his hip. We saw him on Saturday return to practice. He looked good. He was moving really well. He was opening up his hips really well when breaking, doing individual position drills with the defensive backs. And then in the team period, he was flying around all over the place. He was making some plays. He was disguising. I liked what I saw from Caden Stearns. This is a good sign. Like if Caden can stay healthy, so I think the Broncos can use he and PJ Locke outside of just Justin Simmons and Kareem Jackson in a big way on the defense. And you're going to need it in a 17 game regular season schedule. The biggest question is, can he remain on the field? Is this hip thing going to flare up at some point down the road? To me, that's something I'm going to keep my eye on.
Yeah, and it's worth keeping your eye on for sure. But like you said, he came out, had a good practice. They had a pretty clear timetable for him returning for that particular practice, and he did a good job. So, and I thought it was interesting too, you know, me being, I'm not on site, I'm not watching every practice, but I felt like early on we weren't really hearing a ton about Caden Stearns. And what we were hearing was really more about how good PJ Locke was looking early on. But it was cool to hear when Ejiro Evero, the defensive coordinator, when he was part of the press conferences a few days back, and he highlighted a couple guys that he felt have been having an underrated camp. Caden Stearns was one of the names that he brought up. So I think as far as Broncos country is concerned, if anybody out there was like me, that was maybe kind of thinking like, we haven't heard enough about Caden Stearns after his really promising rookie year, it seems like things are going well for him, which aside from this hip injury, something obviously to keep in mind going forward, but it looks like and sounds like, man, he's got, you know, a bright future ahead and a big role in this defense. Like you said, versatility being key, being able to contribute in a variety of ways. Speaking of that, I know the Broncos have been letting Netani Muti on the offensive line, he's been doing a little bit of right guard, a little bit of left guard. And when he came into the NFL, Cody, I remember the big issue with him, the reason why he lasted to the sixth round of the draft, was injuries at Fresno State. And he even wasn't even able to participate in the pre-draft process that year. So to hear now that he's dealing with a knee issue, and it, from what I understand, it seems like they were kind of vague about the timeline with it, or yeah, kind of the seriousness or severity, which those are like two really big red flags to me. It wasn't like, he's got a knee, he's day to day, or he's week to week. It was like, he's out with a knee issue, and they said nothing else, which that to me gets you a little concerned, especially for a guy that's had an injury history.
And I will say this too, because I was very surprised on Saturday. You know, I go through and we watch, all of us media folks, we sit there with the updated roster with our pens and we're checking off, okay, this person's coming out today, this person's coming out today. And Netani Muti walks out with his jersey, but he has like a heavy compression sleeve on his knee. It's kind of similar to what Kendall Hinton did just a few days ago. We'll get to him here in a moment. So the fact that he was actually out there wearing his jersey, just not in pads and not doing much, kind of gives me a little bit of optimism there. But as you mentioned, there was really no clear timeline. They said, you know, we just want to be very precautionary with his knee right now. He's got a knee issue. So hopefully he can get back on the practice field here this week, because, I mean, he's been in the mix, as you mentioned, with the guard position. The Broncos have been trying him a little bit of left and a little bit of right between he, Dalton Risner, and Quinn Miners. Now, like, if you lose a guy in this competition, well, then it kind of solidifies who your two guys will be going into the regular season. So I think that the Broncos really want to get a little bit of an answer. They want clarity on that, and rightfully so. Netani Muti, hopefully we see him come back to practice. We'll have you updated here on the Locked On Broncos podcast all week long. And now getting to Kendall Hinton, who missed a couple of days with a knee injury after the second day of full pads at the UCL Training Center, was able to return for the third day of full pads at training camp here. He caught several passes during the team period, and I think also in a two-minute drill, he caught a really big one towards the sideline here. And so Kendall Hinton, now back in the mix a little bit, was wearing a compression sleeve on the side where he did have the injured knee. I will see if that continues to bother him, but so far, I mean, I think it was promising that he was able to return in just a couple of days. Maybe it's one of those ones where he needs maintenance. The Broncos, though, however, here's something very interesting. They have a choice every single day. They have two realms of active recovery. Apparently, they have a survey, and Coach Hackett sends a paper around. They fill it out. They have to choose two active recovery things with the team, whether it's active release therapy, whether it's the cold tub, whether it's massage therapy, whatever it may be. But they must select two each day after practice, which is a little bit of a cool wrinkle that has not been around for this Broncos team. It definitely wasn't here under Vic Fangio. So it seems like Kendall Hinton taking advantage of that and back on the playing field, which, look, hey, this is a big week for him against the Dallas Cowboys on Saturday to really make a name for himself and to stand out as one of those guys, because there's some other receivers who are making plays at camp.
There have been, and it's been exciting to see. And you'd love to see kind of after the Tim Patrick injury, especially kind of almost an oversaturation, it feels like. I mean, it kind of is like, well, wait, who are we supposed to root for now? Because we want to root for all these guys. Who do we want to see actually make the roster here in Denver? It's going to be fun to watch. But Kendall Hinton, I feel like you're right. This is a huge week for him. Absolutely huge, especially with all the positive publicity for guys like, you know, Brandon Johnson and yep. Montrell Washington, obviously, and Trey Quinn. Even you talk about Caden Davis every single day. He's out there, the first one out there right after the bird. So I feel like, man, there's a lot of competition here at wide receiver. There's a lot of guys that are making an impression. So defensively, though, two guys on the front seven. DJ Jones, he had a little I was so interested by Nathaniel Hackett's comment when he was asked about DJ Jones. He's like, oh, we'll have something exciting to share with you there in a couple of days. It turns out he was having a kid, not dealing with an injury. So, and we know he has dealt with an injury, but obviously great news for him. Congratulations to him and his family, obviously, on that. It's a life changer, no doubt. I've had it happen three times, Cody, and it doesn't get any easier, but it's always fun. So good to see that he'll probably be back sooner than later. And Jonathan Cooper is another one that I think people might be interested in, because the edge group is one of those other oversaturated groups.
Just talking about it with other people, I don't know how the back end of the Broncos edge rusher rotation, or how many guys they plan on keeping on the active roster, how it'll shape out. Like Jonathan Cooper, as we saw last year, Sarah was an impact player in training camp, was an impact player in the regular season and the reps that he had gotten. And he hasn't done anything outside of position specific drills. Like, he's been limited. He did have that finger injury during OTAs, did have surgery on it, but it's also kept him out. And he was not there during Saturday's practice, which was very odd, because I've usually seen him each day. He's usually there. He doesn't do anything in team. So I wonder what the Broncos' plan is with him. But like, if he can't participate at all in training camp or even in the preseason, Sarah, you really have to ask the question, like, will he make the roster? Because I think if the Broncos were to release him, I do think there would be a team out there, maybe even the Dallas Cowboys, who saw him a little bit last year, that would say, hey, that guy impacted us last year. Can't believe they're cutting him. Let's snag him. They're going to take a flyer on him, especially after the Broncos stole Randy Gregory from them this offseason. Would not be shocked if that is the case, especially with that coming into town. So Jonathan Cooper, definitely a little interested in maybe what the case is. We'll see if he's back for Monday's practice at the UC Health Training Center. But Broncos Country coming up here in just a moment. Sarah Benninger and myself, we're going to break down everything you need to keep an eye on this week as the Broncos prepare for their first preseason game at Empower Field at Mile High. We're going to get to that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let us tell you about BetOnline.net, the sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. You can find your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. You can find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NHL, NBA, combat sports, esports, and golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting, scores, information, and more. They have you covered. So head to BetOnline here today or use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. BetOnline, where the game starts. As we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, real quick, just want to say thank you so much to everybody in Broncos country for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Sarah Benninger and myself, we appreciate all of you who take time out of your day to listen and to interact with us, whether it be on Twitter, whether it be on YouTube, whether it be with your favorite podcast providers. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We are super grateful for everybody in Broncos country. Sarah, now we're getting to the fun part. It is game week here this week, and there are definitely some storylines we're following internally. But what are we looking for in the final 4 days of training camp? I can't help but just highlight the fact that I hope the Broncos continue to remain healthy. I hope guys continue to remain healthy here. I don't know which day we will see the jog through practice. According to Nathaniel Hackett, it could be Tuesday, and then they could have two physical days on Wednesday, and then obviously the joint training camp practice on Thursday. They'll have Friday off this week, and then bam, preseason game number one. For me, that's what I'm looking for in these final 4 days of training camp. Is there anything in specific that you're looking forward to this week at camp in the final 4 days remaining?
Well, I think think everybody will agree the no injuries. That's number one. And definitely as the Cowboys get coming into Denver and get set for these joint practices or joint practice and then a preseason game, really, I want to see the Broncos go out and whoop them. You know, I want to see them go out there and win the team periods. I want to see them go out there and win the pass rush reps. I want to see the offensive line, you know, be able to keep Micah Parsons at bay and do these different things. You want to see the Broncos, I think, really take that next step of, okay, we've done all the installation. We're learning the system. We're doing all these different things. We're out here trying to perfect the craft, now going against another team and a lot of really talented players. Cause let's be honest, the Dallas Cowboys, they won the NFC East last year. They were a 12 win team or something like that. So they were a good team. And I think they're going to be good again this year. So seeing the Broncos be able to go toe to toe with a division champ like that, and a team that I think a lot of people like to bag on for being overrated because they haven't really done much in the last 30 years. But I do think the Cowboys are a good team this year, this particular year. They kind of exceeded expectations a little bit last year. I think they're good this year. I want to see the Broncos go out there and just whoop them at practice. I mean, I'm not trying to disrespect the Cowboys. If any Cowboys fans listening to this, I'm sure the Cowboys want the same exact thing. They want to go out there and they want to intercept Russell Wilson. They want to go out there and beat Garrett Bowles. They want to be able to block Bradley Chubb. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to see that. If you're the team, you know, if you're on the one side, you want to see your team whoop up on somebody. And I don't want the Broncos to get any big heads, but I want them to know, like, all the prep work that you put in, all the new culture that has been established, all the new of this offseason, it's going to work out. It can serve as a glimpse of things to come. So that's what I want to see. I want to, especially in that preseason game, I want to see the Broncos do some whooping.
Well, and you know, Nathaniel Hackett said it after Saturday's practice, which kind of puts things into perspective too. And it goes through with like practice evaluation. He says, you know, with practice, it's never as good as you think when you come back to watch film. Like however you think how good it was during the day, it's never that when you watch the film, but it's also never as bad as it is when you go back to watch the film as well. But for me and for him as well, just looking at it from a coach's perspective, he even said, like, you know, in the preseason, it's going to be great to be able to evaluate our guys against other people. He said, you know, if you win, it doesn't mean much, but if you lose, it sucks. So it's kind of like that fine line. How are the Broncos going to toe the line between player evaluation versus winning and losing, right? You like to win in the preseason, but it doesn't do anything for you. Maybe it's a morale booster, but mainly through the wins and the losses, really what's happening in the preseason, how is our evaluation going? And that touches on the Broncos offense right now. Hackett said it after Saturday's practice. He said, our offense is installed. And now it's just about going out there and continuing to master it every single day. So the players are no longer going through a new installation process where they're trying to learn something new every single day. They're just trying to master what they have learned within the offensive system as it is right now. So that allows the Broncos to play a little bit more at full speed, which is something that I'm looking forward to here this week. And, you know, we're going to have you covered here every single day on the Lockdown Broncos podcast. We even have a game preview, a preseason preview. We do not know at this point whether or not the starters will or will not play at all this upcoming Saturday at Empire Field at Mile High when the Dallas Cowboys come to town for a preseason showdown. But one thing is for certain, you can get all the recap and all the coverage here at one place, Locked On Broncos. Practice continues on Monday at the UCL Training Center. For more recap on that, stay tuned here, the Locked On Broncos podcast.